Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ewood Mills. Dyke-Ewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ewood Mills. That draws us to you.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for answering our prayers totally. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Romans chapter 10. Today, too much bright light, I can't, please. Straight in my eyes. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10. I'm just sharing with you a simple Bible message. And don't forget what I'm sharing with you. It's called Beautiful, Exciting, Nice. Beautiful, Exciting, Nice. What do you think of when you hear those words? Beautiful, exciting, nice. Sounds like a beautiful girl, isn't it? Beautiful, exciting, nice. Wow. Beautiful, exciting, nice. Romans 8:14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 15. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them who preach good news and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. Amen. So my message is entitled Beautiful, Exciting, Nice, and I'm going to add one more, mood changing. There are some people, when you see that, your mood changes.
I receive it.
Beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing. Beautiful, exciting, nice, and mood changing. Now, when people get beloveds or girlfriends and also nice wives, they have these four experiences. Beautiful, exciting, nice, and mood changing. So that's the title of my short message. Beautiful, exciting, nice, and mood changing. Kabashakaya. So God is today going to show us what is beautiful, nice, beautiful, exciting, nice, and mood changing. Huh? Ben MC. Ben MC. Ben MC. Yeah. Ben MC. BENMC. Art students. Huh? This mnemonic was suggested by an art student. So I'm sure all art students will understand, remember. Beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing. How many brothers would like to see a very beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing sister? We need it, don't we need it? What is the opposite? What's the opposite? Ugly, boring, nice. What's the opposite of nice? Unpleasant. And then mood changing. Moody. Mood changing, but negative mood changing. What's a good mood called? Cheerful. Cheers you up. Yes. Pleasant. And then what's the opposite? Depressing. Bomb. If you see a cadaver, what do you feel? What do you feel? Is it beautiful? No! I mean, you can write in, if you are a girl and you want to die, write in your this thing that they shouldn't put on too much makeup. Yes. Because honestly, sometimes I see some living people and what it reminds me of is a dead body. How many have felt that way before? Yeah. Living dead. That's what it's called, living dead. Huh? Is it beautiful? Beautiful. So when you see a cadaver, what do you feel the beauty? No. And then what's the next one? Is it exciting? It's depressing, isn't it? And then nice is what? Is it nice? Boo. Do you feel like kissing it? Do you feel like touching it? Do you feel like licking it? Does it change your mood? It makes you cry, isn't it? Yeah. Now, if you see a very nice, beautiful person who is yours, is it beautiful? Is it exciting? Do you feel like kissing it? Do you feel like licking it? You feel like touching it?
I feel it.
Does it change your mood? It makes you what? Happy? Laughing? Joyful? And you feel like carrying it?
I feel it.
You feel like carrying it?
Yes.
You feel like lifting it?
Oh, yes.
You feel like turning it upside down?
Kabashaka.
I receive it. Hey. You feel like rolling it over.
I feel it.
You feel like somersaulting.
I feel it.
You feel like jumping up.
Yes.
I mean, your mood is changed, isn't it?
Hey.
You feel like lying on it. When you go for a funeral, you see a dead person. Oh, I want to let me lie on you. Do you feel like it?
You are even afraid to touch. Don't touch me.
Yes. Uh-huh. Do you feel like looking at it? Have you seen, if you go for a funeral, sometimes if the body is lying there, then people will pass. They just pass by without looking at it. Like the eyes will be looking. And they go, serious face. So the title of my message tonight is beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing. Now, today, we want to know, we want God to look at us and say, hey, this is my boy. I feel like touching him. We want God to say, hey, this is my baby boy. I feel like kissing him. We want God to say, hey, this is my daughter. I feel like turning her around in a kind of an acrobatic spin. And turning her like, I feel like catching her in the air. Beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing. Yes. So we must ask ourselves, what is it? What at all can make us beautiful to God? Nice to God? Exciting to God? Like God's heart rate starts to go up when he sees us. Yes. You know, when people are having sex, their heart rate goes up. If the heart is beating, boo-boo, 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 then it starts, go-go-go, 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 go-go-go. No, you see, you don't know all this is. Look, art students, sit down. Sit down. For those, no, there are studies that have been done where they connect people to monitors, cardiac monitors. They monitor the heart rate, breathing, blood pressure, and all these things whilst people are having sex. What that means, whilst they are excited. That's how people also sometimes have heart attacks. During what do you call it? Because the heart rate, hey. But, yeah, excitement. And the heart, the breathing. Look, sit down, eh? You are in church.
Yeah.
Sit down. What is wrong with you? Yeah. These are all scientific studies that have been done. When you see somebody who is making you happy. What happens to your face? You start to smile. And laughter. Smiling. Yes. When you are a bride, make sure you smile. People are watching. Is she happy? Wife too. Is she happy? Bride, the one who is coming, is she happy? They are watching all the time. So they actually commend brides who smile a lot. So this bride was smiling. Yeah. Just like for those of you who are going to be bride, you will be a bride.
I receive.
You will have that experience. How many want to increase God's breathing when he sees you? My son, my daughter. How many want to give God a smile? Beautiful. Exciting. Nice. Mood changing. Wow. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 15. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Beautiful. If anybody on earth wants to make God happy and wants to turn from an ugly caricature. It's a word. Into something beautiful, something exciting, something nice. One day, I saw a certain man, an older man, and somebody told me that this man has gone to chase some young girls. And I said, "Ooh, why?" Then, a few minutes later, the wife also came. Keita Shakabayana. When I saw the wife, I said, God wants us to learn something that is difficult to understand. Unless I explain it in this way. We are all having people that make us happy. People that make us breathe faster. We are all having people that make our hearts beat faster. May you make God's heart to beat faster.
I receive it.
Now, my message is almost over. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Because I believe you've already got the message. How beautiful are those who preach gospel preaching. One of the most important books that should be in your hand is How to Preach the Gospel. I got a book like that. How to Preach the Gospel. It should be a very important book to you. You should have it as a manual that you keep referring how to preach a message with scriptures. Yeah. It's a treasure that I've shared with you. I needn't have given it to you. I just keep it and preach, and you always say, I have wonderful messages. Hey, Bishop, why does he get this wonderful message about salvation? I've written all down for you. Yes. I'm trying to make you someone who is nice to God. Someone who makes God smile. Someone who makes God's heart beat faster. You think God doesn't have a heart? When he said you touch the heart of God, you think God doesn't have a heart? We are made in his image. Okay. Now I'm going to show you practically. There was a man. He was at home very, very depressed. Sometimes people were not sure whether he was depressed or he was angry. But mostly he was swinging between anger and depression. And some people thought he was just moody. But when somebody has a foul mood in the house, it's not easy to be with a person. And people were not sure, this guy, is he angry? Is he depressed? Is he moody? Sometimes people were even not sure whether he was bipolar, swinging from one extreme to the other. It's like, Charlie, why? You are never happy. You have everything. You are rich, but you are not happy. What could make this grumpy old man happy? How many want to know what can make the grumpy old man happy? It's in the Bible. Luke 15:11. A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion that falleth to me. And he divided to both of them. He gave both of them their share. And it is not a strange thing. I know people who have given their inheritance. When they feel that their children are responsible, they give their, it's actually better. They give their inheritance to their children whilst they are alive. They don't do wills. This, I have this, and you are responsible. Have it, have this, have this. Yeah, it's better. No will, no executor, no this, witnesses, no. So he decided to follow that policy. And he gave his inheritance to the two sons. Okay, so no problem. You've asked a question, but okay, I thought about it and I've decided to share my things for you. Okay. But not many days after, the younger son gathered all that his father had given him together and took his journey to a far country, as far from his father as possible. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. Now the father was getting messages from that place of what his son was doing. How many know that parents cry? My children have made me cry before, more than once. Children can make parents sad. Sometimes you think your parent, you are not happy. But many times when you are not happy, your parents are also not happy with you. And in this church, children whose attitude towards their parents have changed have often found that their parents now say, you know, this, my daughter was like this and she's now my child. She talks to me, she relates with me, she does this. I mean, they give that testimony all the time. It's as if the person's mood has changed, or as if he's a different person. You see, fathers are often portrayed as mean-spirited or portrayed as buffoons. I will explain it to you. I read it from Rick Joyner. He was talking about the need to return to fathers. And God told him that if he honors fathers, he will have a gate in heaven open for him. Yeah. God told him that if you honor fathers, a gate in heaven will be open and blessings will come to you. So he said to search for a father to honor. So they said they had a special service for Oral Roberts. So they called Oral Roberts' son to come. They just wanted to honor fathers. He said that the church is not honoring fathers. So he had a special service called Richard Roberts to come, and then they honored the father. So the son came to speak about his father's ministry. Just honor people that were fathers. And he said that he used these two words, and I took note of the words. He said, fathers are often portrayed in two ways. They are portrayed as mean-spirited or as buffoons. So I decided to go and check buffoon, you know. And it's like a buffoon is like ridiculous. It's like he's stupid. He's almost a stupid person, you know, or a mean person. Yeah. So many fathers are portrayed as not so even intelligent, outdated idiots. Yes, you may not use those words, but it's something like that. Or, you know, like a fool who is sitting in the house, doesn't talk much, and then the mother may speak. And he said that you have to honor fathers and mothers, but mothers don't need so much honoring because, no, they don't need so much honoring. They have much because they nurture the children. So the children know them naturally and naturally go towards them. But the man is not seeming to be doing anything for you. So he's portrayed as a mean-spirited person, like a hard person without feelings, or a stupid, like he's outdated idiot, a clown, a buffoon. I was surprised that this was what it, I read it, Rejoiner's book. You can go and read it. If you want to see me after, I'll tell you the book. Yes. I said, wow. So, anyway, the father sent his son. The son went in the falcon. And the father now, probably, you'll be surprised, he became quiet. The father's attitude, everything changed. Well, a rich man. And he was getting messages. This boy is doing this, boy is doing this, boy is doing this. Now, when he spent all, there arose a mighty famine and he began to be in want. More difficult. The father got another message that, do you know your son is, do you know what he's doing? He's doing this, he's doing this, he's doing this. Really, my son? You know, when I was going to be a pastor, my father said, my son cannot live on offerings, collections. Yeah. You know? So, I mean, his attitude was, sometimes people were not told, this man, is he angry? Today he's angry. Tomorrow he's depressed. What is wrong with this man? God has blessed you. You are rich. You have everything. Why are you not happy? Because his son was lost. His son was lost. Now, remember, if you go down in that chapter, he says, for this my son was lost. This my son was lost. He was dead. If somebody is dead, will he be happy? Why are you depressed? Why are you depressed? Why are you always angry? Because one of my sons is dead, one is lost. So when you see God in heaven, you may be saying, why is God not happy? Because this one of his sons is dead, one is lost. But half of his children, a certain man had two sons, one lost, one dead. That's a real description. Will you be happy? I mean, who is going to stay in a house and be happy? This ebony, whatever, who is dead. Who in her family is going to be happy? You say, my child is dead. I mean, let's be honest. Nobody can say, I'm happy. Okay? Back. Yeah. So went and joined himself, and then he got the messages that your son is now... is now lower. So verse 16. Now he wanted to, he was now quarreling with the pigs over the food. So when they come to feed the pool, they all rush. You get it? Now, when he came to himself, he said, look, let's be serious. One day he was talking to one of the people, he was sitting there, and the pigs were all there. He said, you guys, I'm richer than all of you. You see me here, you don't know my father. I'm richer than all of you. Yesterday I was taking some of your food and you were arguing. Small food that I'll chop. You see, I'll go away, you will not see me again. You wish I was here. People will come and kill you, you see. They will eat you. Me, I don't eat pork, that's why I've left you. So he said, I shall arise. And I'll go to my father and I'll say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. Huh? And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Okay? So then he arose and he went to his father. Now listen. When he was far away, his father saw him and had a new feeling. Mood changing. Huh? You see, it is when the lost are coming to God that his mood changes. Yes, his mood changes. How many want God's mood towards you to change? Yes. So then he ran. How many times have I wanted that? So God, won't you move? So, oh God, move. Oh God, move on our behalf. Move, 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 move. Into his depressed. He doesn't feel like moving. Father is depressed. As the souls in the world die and go to hell, his mood is down. When will God move in my situation? When will God move? You see, the word move. God is showing the parable. He's showing you that something can make the father run. Or I think I'm using a different Bible. So his father saw him and ran. Those of you who want father to move. Father, move. Father, you will not move, eh? Father, we're moving. Look at Luke 15, verse 1. You see, people don't realize. Luke 15, verse 1, same chapter. All right. Verse 2. And we are going to be reading. Oh, verse 3. Keep going, keep going. Yeah, this parable. Verse 4. Beautiful. Now, which man of you having 100 sheep? The whole of Luke 15 is talking about a lost sheep. This one, he has 99. Go after one which is lost until he find it. Verse 5. Verse 5. When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder and his mood has changed. Is what? His mood has changed. Rejoicing and not just say, mood has changed. Mood don't change now. Mood they check it. Huh? Rejoicing. How many want to change God's mood? Like, oh God, looks at this. Do you know when people are in a good mood? That's the best time to ask for things. Charlie, if they are in a bad mood, like a simple thing they would have given you, you'll be shocked. It will turn into a problem like this, that you ask. It will turn into, how can you ask something like this? It shows this. It's just because you went at the wrong time. Another time when you ask yourself, yeah, you can have anything. Add this one. Kabashata. I receive it. Rejoicing. I'm talking of mood changes. Me, I want to make God's mood change. This year, I'm determined to make his attitude and his mood change towards me. Verse 6. When he came home, he called his friend. Rejoice with me. I know you said what? Party. Poray. Party. Poray. Rejoice with me. Have fun. I'm going to have a party. I'm going to have a party. Wow. Then you keep on going. This one is going to the next story. Then there's going to be joy in heaven. Mood change in heaven. Exciting. Put my title of my scripture. Okay. What woman having 10 pieces of silver
She lose one piece, light a candle, sweep the house, seek diligently till she find it. Verse 9. When she found it, she calls her friends. Parade!
Rejoice! I've found the piece that I've lost. Like, rejoicing is a mood change.
What do you think?
Huh? Verse 10. Likewise, joy in heaven. So maybe I'm saying it, but it's not biblical. Like, I'm just imagining that God is happy in heaven. But the verse is telling you that in English, that there is joy in heaven. It's telling you, it's giving you the exact portrayal of what is happening in heaven. Directly, so winning. It's amazing. Now, let's go back. Let's go down. Back to where we were before. Certain man had two sons. Down. Verse 20.
Now, whilst he was far away, his father's mood changed.
So even when you are on the way to the crusade, when you are on your way to the outreach, the father's mood has already changed. On the way. And then he fell on his neck and kissed him. Kisses. A lot of couples don't kiss anymore. Oh yes. Oh yes. Kissing is strange. They don't have no feeling. Because the heart feeling that was there at the beginning is not there. Because out of the heart, the mouth moves, speaks, kisses. Okay, shut up.
Receive it.
So God is moved. Like he wants to kiss you. He looked at his children and said, I want to kiss. Don't think about a man kissing a man or God kissing a man or woman kissing a woman. Stop it. Stop it. Because it is an everlasting expression of love. Never can you take it away from it. Whatever your culture. That's why in some places, when you are dead, that's when they kiss you more. They kiss you more. Bye-bye. I've seen it. Who has seen it with me? Some people saw it with me. Yes, all of you who were with me, we saw it. Everybody in church kissed the cups. On the lips, not on the head. Or on the shoulder, or on the chest. On the lips. Everybody. I was standing here. Here's the cups. Here am I. Who was there with me? Who saw it? Yes. In a certain country. Amazing. So this year, God is going to wake up from heaven. Whilst you are sleeping on your bed, he's going to come like this and kiss you and say,
I receive it.
Kashi kayo.
I receive it.
Mood changes. What's the title of my message? Put it back. The title of my message. Beautiful. Exciting. Nice. Mood changing. Huh? Ben MC. Or Ben M. Ben M. Ben M. Yeah. Beautiful. That's a reaction. You see, people used to come down that road, but no one came like the lost when he saw the Lord. You see, you would have been excited when a beautiful girl comes walking down the road. And you'll be shouting, to whom to? To whom for? To whom does it belong? But God is not more than a beautiful girl. He created all. He created all. He sees all the things we are doing. It's not what makes God's mood. Is telling you because you are not a spirit and you are not God and you are not in heaven. You can never know or understand. Even marriage, there is no marriage in heaven. If it was very good, it would have been in heaven. Yeah. If it was such a good thing, it would have been there. It's not there. It's been suspended in heaven. All marriages are on hold. No marriage. Yes. There's nothing like marriage. no, 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 no. It doesn't work in paradise. If it was so wonderful, Anka, we would have all continued our marriages in heaven. But if you break that one, you marry another one, this one dies, you marry another one until you've married seven, who will be your wife in heaven? That's a question they asked Jesus. And he said, you don't understand. In heaven, we neither marry nor are given in marriage, but we are like the angels. So marriage is suspended. If it was so good, Anka, it would have been continuing. Better things are in heaven than marriage. How do we get to that? What are we talking about? What's the topic? I am saying that in heaven, any beautiful girls that are titillating God. People in heaven are not affected by you are so beautiful, sexy, doing. It's not, doesn't, it is a lost soul. When you see a lost soul, it's more than a beautiful girl on earth. A nice creature moving is a soul that is coming. That's what causes nervous excitement and mood changes in heaven. Yes. Beautiful girls don't have that effect at all. It's souls who have that effect in heaven. Beautiful girl. You must be joking. Look how beautiful are the feet of people that are preaching, gospel preaching, bringing souls to God. Anything around soul winning is becoming nice. Go back. Papa no obe kese wo. Listen, this year you get kisses. If nobody kisses you, God will kiss you this year.
I receive
year.
It.
And then what? He fell on his neck. Ah! Instead of receiving handshakes, they will be falling on your neck. Some of you don't even know what it means to fall on your neck. When you grow up, you understand what it means to fall on your neck. Verse 21. Now, the son said, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I said, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Verse 22. Father said, don't mention even those things. I mean, I don't need to talk about what you have done and all those things. And my mood, you see, I'm in a different mood now. And I feel like having a party. Parade. Can you organize some clothes?
Come on.
Clothes. You are praying for clothes. You've missed your way. I'll show you what will change God. You never need clothes till you die. Dresses. What are you talking about, dresses? You wore the same shoes last week, this week, this week. God can give you, if you can change his mood. Okay, ring on his finger. Rings, jewelry, is it jewelry? You are wearing cheap whatever from Makola, one city, two, 10 cities, whatever. Is it jewelry?
Yeah.
If you can change God's mood, I assure you, proper jewelry, more than engagement.
Not Galambe.
Rings without diamonds. Engagement rings without diamonds. They've used glass. Glass as a diamond. You want to see rings? I'm showing you what. And then shoes. Shoes. You girls who like shoes. When God moves, you quarrel, you see, the quarrel will be about parking space.
I see the
parking space. I went to a shop in Singapore. I didn't go, but I saw the sign. I thought it was a story. But the name of the shop is, there is nothing like too many shoes limited. The name of the shop is, there is nothing like too many shoes limited. I mean, like, how you say, so and so sounds limited. There is nothing like too many shoes. So they are telling all ladies, there's nothing like too many shoes for one lady. You can always, there's always another shoe that can work. Slightly different, the shape is slightly different. What a shop for, what a girl.
You want to go to that shop in Singapore? You want to change God's mood for him to start thinking of shoes and rings for you? I'm showing you what you can do to change it. You can't change the mood of God by having sexy whatever. Sexiness does not affect God. Look, angels are in the room when you are having sex. They are watching. Spirits are watching all the things you are doing. It's nothing. God, animals are doing it daily. Even snakes are doing it. The father's mood has changed. Oh. Wild. Okay, now what are we doing now? We are enjoying. You don't need to pray for these things. You just have to think of the lost and win a soul, a genuine soul who is saved. Yeah. Sit down. Where is Parkwesi? Parkwesi, you came to see me today. Where is he? Parkwesi. Parkwesi, you've gone home? He went home? Albert. Is that what you call him? Albert Parkwesi. He's gone home. Yeah. You know, he told me, he said he got saved Good Friday service. He was listening to the radio. And I preached about the blood. He gave his life to Jesus. These are what made God give you shoes. That's why I don't need, I'm not struggling for shoes. And rings. Yes. Yes. He's going to give you rings and shoes. Okay, let's go on. There are more things coming. 23. Now, fatted calf. You see, these are kebabs. Beyond ability to eat a kebab, it's calf. His mood has changed. Put an he's excited. He's just mentioning things. Bring meat. Bring this. I mean, if he was thinking normally, he wouldn't have organized all this. He's really happy. Eh? Mood changing. Exciting. I mean, when your mood is as one bridegroom told his wife, "I'll buy everything you want in this world." I mean, he was so happy. He said, "I want to buy everything for you in this world." He was in a mood, man. When you are not in the mood, when they ask you, "I want," you say, "How much is it?" You have to think of the future, eh? What we are going to do, eh? You have to also think of that. You can't just buy anything you want. But when you are in the mood, "I'll buy anything and everything for you." Wow. "Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it." God will even kill somebody for you, for your life to go on. When he really likes you, he can let people die. So the calf was eating, chewing. "My son has come. I'm in a good mood. So Charlie, you are going to die so that my son can be happy. I really like my son. I'll give men in exchange for you." People can die so that you move on in life. The cow died because of the soul saved. And then he said, "Kill it. Let us eat." So your life changes. You are no longer looking for food. You see, we are praying for the wrong things. God has given us everything that we will ever need. "Kill it. Let us eat." And what? "Be merry." Let's be happy. Beautiful. Exciting. Nice. Mood changing. It's only one thing in the whole Bible where it tells us that there is joy in heaven. Everybody in heaven is having a change of mood and is excited and is happy. We have to believe God's word. I know, honestly, if you ask me, how does winning souls make you happy? God, I don't have any feeling. When I win souls, I don't feel that God is happy. I don't have any feeling. I have only to believe.
If you think I've seen a vision of heaven where I was watching, I said, the kind of eruptions that took place in heaven when I won souls in Zambia is not true. I've not seen it before. But I'm reading it. And when we get to heaven, all these books will be open to Luke 15. Say, okay, come, did you read this? Did you see that? I told you what makes me happy. You wouldn't do it. I want to do it. Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it? Do you want God's mood to change over your life? Yes. Read on. Let us kill. My son was dead. How many would have been happy if your son was dead? You cannot be happy. You'll be sad. So they began to be merry. Now, go on. This my son was dead, and they began to be merry. Verse 25, carry on. Now, his elder son, who is like prim and proper, like he's like this type of people that don't make mistakes. You get what I'm trying to say? There's one sitting by you. Check it out. There's somebody sitting by you. This type of special, righteous, special, good people. Now, he heard, as he drew nigh to the house, he heard what? Music. You see, God now is composing music.
Wow.
Playing music, sound systems. Heavy speakers. How many want some heavy speakers in your house? That can play Ida's music with a reggae music, proper one in the house for you to get a good feeling. Kabashatala.
Receive it.
I don't mean this little sound system that cannot interpret music. You know, you need the right sound system to interpret music. Not a cockroach system, but a real sound system. He heard music and dancing. Now the father was dancing palugu. I could hear the dancing. Music. That's why we have dancing stars and singing stars. We don't just have singing stars. We have dancing stars. Because the two go together. And two are organized by the father. Two are organized by the father. Music and dancing. Now, here comes a brother who has never committed fornication before. You get what I'm saying? Do you remember that the younger one went to waste his substance on riotous living with many beautiful girls? Why do I say many beautiful? Bible says he wasted his substance on harlots. Harlots. Because the son came. Wait. The brother is going to point out his sins better. Go back to the brother's speech. Go back to the brother's speech, the elder brother. And he called his servant and said, what do these things mean? And his brother came, he said, Your brother has come. And your father has killed the fatted calf because he received him safe and sound. And the boy was angry, said, what? I'm not going in there for this damn stupid boy. Damn stupid boy. You know, go sit down, make the cheaters again. Nonsense. So, but the boy said, I'm not entering this house. I'm going to rent a house somewhere. Yeah, he said, I'm not coming to the house again. I'm going to rent a house away from this house because I'm not appreciated. I'm not appreciated in this house. So his father came out to wrap him. Because the father had lost control of his mood. And the father had lost control of his emotions and had organized a very wild party. So different from this brother who has not committed fornication before. You see, not committing fornication and winning souls.
Winning souls is greater than not committing fornication.
Based on the father's reaction. Bible egg block, blah, Jesus Christ. Now, the brother now took up the father and hired a lawyer to prosecute the father on injustice, unfairness, and said to him, listen, many years I've served thee. I've not transgressed at any time. I've not fornicated before. I've not lied before. I've not stolen before. I've not done all these things. You see, I want to say that be careful on your super righteous life. Because many super righteous Christians, you see, when we were in school, we have the SU members. I tell you, they've grown up, many of them, and they don't win souls. It's just, oh, I'm a doctor, I don't commit abortion, I'm I'm a public servant, I don't do this, I don't do that, and you know, my moral, I do this, I pray before I start, I have one wife, I do this, I do. That's the boy, look at his talking. Many years I served thee, I've not transgressed even once, and yet thou never gavest me a kid. Because and yet not transgressing, you see, whether you don't transgress or not, you are transgressing. That is not what makes God happy. Okay, Charlie, have your own interpretation. I'm just reading this Bible. I don't know what interpretation you want to give. Please, I'm sorry if what I'm saying looks like misinterpretation of what I'm saying. Because the father never organized. It didn't occur to him. Every day he saw his son, Mr. Perfect. But my mind is on my lost son. You are perfect. I like you as own. Everything is good about you. As soon as the soul was turned around, God seemed to lose so much so that the son was almost able to accuse him. Look at the longest verse in the chapter. This is the longest verse. All the verses are short except this one. Yes. He listed the father's mistakes. Now the father was hot. How to explain his way out of his overreaction to the boy. Because, I mean, he could have even received him and given him a room. And so when the other family members came back, he couldn't control it. He couldn't even wait for the brother to come and for there to be a family reunion. It was like it didn't matter whether the righteous boy was out of town. He was just emotional. God will be emotional about you and be giving you many things.
I receive it.
Yeah. How many want God to be emotional about you and rush to you, kiss you? Ah, here is a beloved. Take one beloved now. Here is a rope. Please take it. And he'll be kissing you, I mean, like regularly. And here is a ring. Here is a party. Here is food. Here is man. Let's be. Ah. I'll buy you everything. Now let's see how God defended him. Father defended himself. But as soon as this thy son has come, which has devoured, that is continuing. You thought you have a stop at verse 29. This boy who has devoured thy living with harlots. Harlots. It's not pure. You know he's not pure. I'm pure. He's not pure. Turn to the nearest pure person. Hey, my brother, pure. Charlie, it's all about being pure. It's not about what? Being pure. Oh, I didn't read the Bible well. Do you think I'm misinterpreting the Bible? Are you seeing it? Is it English? Soul winning changes God's mood. Trust me, soul winning changes God's mood. You become beautiful, you become exciting, you become nice, and you are mood changing in a positive way. His mood changes towards you. Even me, my small, when my mood changes, I think differently. I do, I'm in a mood, I say, oh, let me do this, let me do, have this, do this, do this, do this, take it, take, 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 bye, 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 bye. Harlots and what you as a father, you should have seen that this guy is a harlot, man is a fornicator, pornography, masturbation, homosexual. You know it, you know it, you know it. Look at what you are doing for him. Verse 31. And he said to his son,
my son, it's not that you know that I don't love you, but look, bring the accountant. You say that everything is in your name now. So it's not that I don't.
The father was now stammering. Say, when you say all that I have is thine, let's be serious. If it was for the boy, why did he take the calf without asking the boy? Whatever. Yeah, Charlie, the father was seriously hot. Sometimes God is hot, but when he's being asked, why are you favoring this guy? Why are you helping this one? God is even hot how to answer the questions. Now, how many sometimes feel that God is not fair? Like, he seems to give a lot of things to one person. Why doesn't he share it all around? Sometimes God is even hot. He's even hot when he's trying to explain partiality.
It's not that. You mean the calf?
Oh, the calf.
The rope. The rope. It was an old one. I was having a rope then.
And the ring. The ring. The party. The music. I've not heard music before. Since I've been in this house, I've not heard such a music. I didn't know you have a sound system. You couldn't give me a kid, a small goat. I've never received a goat. You'll never receive it too. You continue doing things which don't make God change his mood and become excited. You continue.
So I'm into morality. I'm into righteousness. I'm into marriage. I believe in marriage. Family first. God second. Ministry third. And if I even change it, God first, family second, and ministry third. Wow.
Really?
All that I'm having is for you, you know. My son, don't talk loudly. You know, I'm still your father. You know, I know that I've put most of the asset in your name, but I'm not expecting you to speak this way. You must have respect for my opinions. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's not that I want to justify myself, but you see, it was the right thing. Yeah, I feel it's right. Maybe I cannot justify or explain myself so well to, but it is meat. That's my opinion. For your brother was dead, he's alive. He was lost. That's my opinion. It was meat to me that I should be happy. So, 10,000 members in this local church. There are equal number of people that are here on Sunday. There's an equal number out there that are waiting for salvation through you and me. We are always praying for car, praying for this. God gave me a car when I was in school. I've been winning souls since I was in school. God gave me a brand new car as a student. New, not brand new, NBN. Yeah. Power. New, brand new.
money. It wasn't coming my way, but it was directed to me. It was directed to me. And I received so many. I've been winning medical school. I used to go and win souls. I used to go and win souls in school. I used to do drum broadcasts. I have converts, I can mention their names from university. I went to their rooms and led them to Christ. Yes. I can show them to this person, this person, this person. Yeah. You want God to be happy with you? You want Him to start spending money on you? How many want God to start spending money on you? Spending money on you. Yes, spend money on you. Spend money. He doesn't find you a waste. He even has to explain what is He doing for you? Why? What is He doing for you? Why? Huh? What do you think? Wow. Beautiful. God will find it difficult to explain. You know, one day I went to play golf with Bishop Saki, Bishop Petty, and there was a man, he was sitting there talking about me. Bishop Saki was behind him. I didn't know who he was. And he was talking about me. This man, a doctor, look at him playing golf. If he was working at the Kolebu, do you think he would have been playing golf at this time? Bishop Saki took him up and told the man. The first thing he told the man is, respect yourself. Told him, respect yourself. We all paid our school fees and came here. You cannot talk that way. It wasn't easy for him. But you see, it's always difficult to explain why you have blessed somebody. Even the idea to play golf, it was a spiritual thing. God gave me the idea. There was no one I've ever told me to play golf with since I was born. That's never, my father didn't do it. No. Your life will be now, sit down. Who was the star that evening? And you see, now the story ended abruptly because we don't know what is going on. You'll be surprised after this. The father will be in the house and call the son who has just come and say, Sonny, come to my room. Listen, I'm making some arrangements for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, I gave most of the things away when you went and so on. But now that you've come, I think you are more mature. And I've made some certain things I want to sort out and help you. I'm actually happy that you've come. Well, the whole thing started with a party. Try to make, you see, people, I don't know, at work, try to make your boss happy. Yeah. People don't understand. Yeah. Try to make your boss happy. When he's happy, you'll be surprised. They will not even treat you as an employee. They'll treat you as a family member. Yeah. Best relationships, boys and girls, when they are married newly, they come when the man sees her. He's sitting down watching television. He says, come on, my baby, come. You are alone in the house. Come on, baby, he's calling you, baby. He says, come. His mood changes. But when you're not like that, he sees you, he says, he'll continue looking at his WhatsApps. He'll continue looking at his WhatsApp and chewing his gum. Hey, boy. May your husband be happy to see you.
I receive it.
When you are even older and he will say, baby, and meanwhile you are so big and he said, baby, come. And you also shake yourself and say, come on, man, I'm coming. I'm coming. His mood has changed. He's excited. Not angry. Hey! His heart is beating. He's breathing. When he sees... Wow. Beautiful. This year is a year of making God breathe faster.
I receive it.
It's a year of making God lose control of his mind.
Amen.
He will not share things for you in pieces and in little portions. It's a year of making God do things which have no logic, so that he's even having to explain himself to people, and he's struggling to explain why he likes one person so much and blesses one person so much. So winning. Beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing. We shall win souls. Beer. Did I hear you right? I said, we shall win souls. Beer. Benham. Yes. Beautiful. Yes. One day I visited a man who had a number of wives. In his house. He told me, I have 8 wives. Then he pointed to one. A fair colored, juicy looking, voluptuous, succulent orange shakabaya.
I receive it.
And he said, that's my latest one there. And he said it with a type of smile. He had gotten somebody else to add to make his mood change to the collection. The other ones had become headmistresses. You were correcting him. I got a mood changer. I got something exciting and nice. You'll be a God mood changer.
I receive it.
Yes. Your life is for soul winning. When a soul comes to God, you'll be happy. Yes. Yes. You know, we had a camp, I think it was the First Love Camp last year. And we had a lot of people giving testimonies about how they got changed and became, they got changed and they got saved. And I thought to myself, wow, what a wonderful thing. Pure salvations, pure. God sees the lost and his mood changes every time one more is added. And don't think that a lot of people are winning souls. A lot of people are not winning souls. A lot of churches, no soul winning, no nothing. Valentine's Day, this, that, what have you. Soul winning, no nothing, no soul, nothing winning. I mean, pure soul winning. Lead somebody to Christ, say, bow down your head, give your life to God now. And the person kneels down, gives his life to Jesus. Pray with the person. Lead him to God. And say, come, I'll take you to church. I'll take you to the shepherd. Pure salvations. You want to change God's attitude towards you? You know, if this boy had asked, sent a WhatsApp to his father, I need ropes. Do you think his father would have given it to him? I need rings. I need jewelry to sell. I need meat. I'm with pigs. I'm eating pig food. I need shoes. Do you think his father? Once the lost start to come home, the shoes and they don't ask for it. The boy was overwhelmed. Huh? Why? Rob? Why? Everything. Everything. I don't need it. You don't need it, but I want you to wear it. You don't. I say, I want you to wear it. That's what will happen to you this year in Jesus' name.
Save it.
What you don't even need will be added to your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. May you receive things that if you pray for legally, you'll never get them.
Professor.
Yes. Legally, you'll never get them. Yes. You'll never get it legally. But by the grace and the excitement of God Almighty, you receive things which only the excitement of God, the joy in heaven, can lead to those things being given to you. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for the blessing of today and of guiding us by your mighty Spirit into all truth. We praise you, O God, and we thank you. Give us the spirit of the soul winner. Give us beautiful feet. Help us to believe, even though we don't feel it and we don't really understand it. Help us to believe that soul winning actually makes you happy. Help us, Lord, because it's difficult for us to sort of see, because we are not made so happy by soul winning. We are made happy by other things. So we need faith to believe that soul winning makes you so happy. Give us faith. Give us grace.
Yes, Lord.
That we may believe and we may walk in the grace of the soul winning person. We lift our hands and we ask for the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
The oil.
Yes, Lord.
The oil. The oil of the Spirit. Jesus. Give us the feeling that you have. Give us the heart that you have. Cause us to win souls. Cause us to ring people, visit people, talk to people one by one. Help us, oh God. Help us, Jesus, to love people whom you died for. Help us not to write people off. Even though you have blessed them and saved them by your blood, help us not to decide in ourselves that this man can never be saved.
Yes.
Give us the grace to look out for the lost.
Yes.
To look for the lost sheep.
Yes.
The lost coin.
Yes.
And the lost son.
Yes.
Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your help. Thank you for answering our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now lay your hands on your head. Receive the grace to be a soul winner from today.
I receive it.
In the mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Become a great evangelist.
I receive it.
Become a great lady evangelist.
I receive it.
A great evangelist.
I receive it.
A God-making happy person.
I receive it.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
May your sins be overlooked.
I receive it.
As you win souls.
Yes.
May your mistakes be overlooked.
Amen.
As you win souls. May your failings and your shortcomings be overlooked as you win souls. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I see the fields.
Professor.
White. They lie before us. Vast.
Yes.
Extending for miles on end. Fields of the harvest. Waiting for the evangelist. Waiting for the soul winner. waiting for the God lovers to come to walk through the fields with a heart of mercy, the heart of forgiveness for the wicked men of this world who have forsaken God and rebelled against God. I see the boots of those who walk through the fields fearlessly in the midst of cobras, in the midst of vipers, in the midst of deadly venomous creatures. Through the fields, bravely they go, walking through the fields, the fields of harvest. For in heaven they are called the fields of joy, the fields that bring joy to the Father when the reapers go in to reap the harvest of souls at the end of the world. For these are the fields that await my servants, my harvesters, my obedient ones, the ones I love with my special love, the love of a robe and a ring. For truly, says the Spirit, I shall clothe you with a robe and with rings, and I shall bring my joy to your life. For you have won the lost. Ale Romona, Yamalo, Kisala, Ribana, De Romona. There shall be a mood change in heaven. There shall be excitement in heaven. There shall be joy in heaven.
Oh, yes.
For even one soul that comes.
Yes.
I see the wise ones. Now I see the wise ones.
Yes.
The wise ones are running to the front.
Oh, yes.
The wise ones are running to the front of the field.
Yes.
They are taking the lead. They are rushing to the harvest fields. Who are these that have taken the lead and have gone ahead of others? They are called the wise ones. The ones who understand the mind of the Father. The ones who understand the wisdom of God. That the wisdom of God, he that winneth souls, is wise. These are the ones that shall shine. They shall shine like the stars. Yeah, they shall have authority over angels. They shall dwell in eternity in glory. They shall inherit much glory and much honor. For they were obedient to my voice, to my sendings, to my missions, to my will. Pale romandos alera mala. Pre dalema zaloba di calebra kadala. My fields lie now before you. They lie before you. They lie before you. Pale oromonde, 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 talam ande manozalabere. Waiting. Right there in the middle of the field, you shall find a car. In the middle of the field where you cannot expect to see cars being sold, you shall find a brand new car. Different colors to your taste shall be waiting for you. Jewels, gold, silver. For my blessings are given to those who hear my voice and obey me. I have surprises. But when the prodigal son came home, he never expected anything good. He said to himself, I shall be insulted. I shall be cursed. I shall be rebuked. But it was the complete opposite. There was joy. There was great joy. So it shall be for you, the complete opposite. You thought you would be poor. You thought you would be lonely. You thought you would have nothing because you went out to do my will. But rather it shall be the complete opposite. You shall see good things. Good days. Things which your colleagues will never see because I have not given it to them. This is what the Spirit is saying. Now lift up your eyes and see. See with the eyes of your heart my calling, My calling lies for those I love. For those I have loved, I call. As a man calleth a woman unto himself and says, come be with me. Come and live with me. So it is also when the Father loves, he calls and he sends and he uses a man. It is his love to use you. It is his love to send you. It is his love to use your voice, to use your hands, to use your feet, to use your intelligence, to use your life. It is his love for you that he can use you. Therefore, yield yourself. Yield yourself to his love. For it is his love that is expressed in his call. When he says, yonder, my son, lift your eyes. See my work. It is his love. For the Father has no way to love you than to call you and to send you. My foreigner Toramades Amalo Shanabeke. Many foreigners await you. Many people from other nations, they wait. They hope. They dream that a messenger will come. A man with a message from God. A man of hope and a man of healing. A man, a restorer. A restorer shall come to my nation. They hope. They pray. They saw it in their visions. They saw it in their dreams that one day someone would come from a far land bringing good tidings of glad tidings. Good tidings. Glad tidings of good things from God. So it shall be. And you shall be a bearer of good news. Faredos Adarimos Rambelekibas Adolama. For I see a man running across the mountains, leaping and bounding with good news. Good news that Jesus is alive, that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, that Jesus died. Jesus died, Jesus saves, and Jesus died. Tayamolas Arama Pelorade Dalamazo Dalama Kabalanda Belaba. Thank you, Jesus, for this word of great blessing for us today. We love you. We thank you. Beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing. This message shall be preached over and over, and it shall be preached in eternity. Beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing shall always be the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the good news to the whole wide world. It's the beautiful news. The good news. Not the news of a political party having won an election. Not the news of profits of a business. But the news of Jesus, the Savior of the world, having come. Thank you. Lift your hands and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you want me to pray with you, lift your hand like this and I'm going to pray with you. Pastor, I want to give my life to God today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Please pray with me. If you are here like that, I want you to lift your right hand up high and I'm going to pray. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. If you've lifted your hand, come to me here. Come from where you are sitting. I want to pray with you right now. Come from wherever you are. Come. God bless you. Come, I want to pray with you. I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come.
Give him your life today. Oh, come unto Jesus.
Lift your hands, close your eyes. Say this prayer. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. Please forgive me and wash me from all my sins, all my wickedness. Today, I open my heart and give my life to God. From today, I am washed. I'm clean by the blood of Jesus. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. This is a book, and I want to give this to you. As soon as we close church, come and see Pastor Paul. All right. What's your name? Alfred. Where are you from? Soweto. God bless you. Go this way. All right. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. How many know that God has spoken to us tonight? Beautiful. Now, how many know that evangelism is going to go on here? Hallelujah. Listen, there will never be anything more important than soul winning in the church. Never. No orphanage, no even church work will ever compare with soul winning. I'm telling you, this is why God sent Jesus. And so every offering, winning of souls, is superior in every way to any other activity in the church. That's why it keeps on fading away. And there are thousands of pastors, thousands of prophets, no evangelists. Yes. Yes. Thousands of churches and pastors, thousands of prophets, no evangelists. You know, and people have even forgotten about what salvation is. You know, I was watching, reading some of the things, and when people under threat for their lives, they say, let's go and give an offering here. Let's go and buy something for a church. Or go and give something. You see, giving money is not what saves you. The blood of Jesus. So it's almost as though our prophetic ministries and church ministries have made people feel that if you give some money, you'll be okay. Yeah. So people don't know what is salvation, pure salvation. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Give me an offering basket. Here. Put it there. Put it this way. Here. Okay. You know, I feel like taking an offering. I know normally I don't take an offering for crusades, but I feel like taking an offering to help Healing Jesus Crusade. I'm soon going to have a meeting. I'll invite everybody. But tonight I feel like taking an offering for a crusade. And not for the church, just for crusading. Evangelism. Pure evangelism. Wednesday night is Valentine's. Well, we are going to be winning souls, I tell you. Yeah, Valentine's souls. You know, one of the amazing things, Christians are having worse marriages than unbelievers as we teach more about marriage and win less souls. Our marriages are more beastly. Is it not interesting? Unbelievers are coolly moving on. Coolly. Whilst we are teaching more how to have this, that. And the marriages are not working. Amazing. So the more we win souls, the more all these things start to fall into place. Amen. I want 10 people who want to give 1,000 CDs to Healing Jesus campaign to come to the front and plant a seed of 1,000 CDs. This week it will be used for crusade this week. I mean, it will be used by Healing Jesus towards beautiful campaign. Last week we received a bill of $56,000 that we were not expecting for the crusade in the build up towards our Congo crusade. So I believe I need 10 people who can give 1,000 CDs to Healing Jesus campaign now to come and give 1,000 Ghana CDs now, and God will bless you. If you don't have the money, give me an envelope. I can give you an envelope. Give me an envelope. If you don't have, you can come with them. I'll give you an envelope. Can I have envelopes, please? Yeah, you can all come and pray with you. It's very important. This is a very important offering. I'm giving this. Normally, this offering is normally for the church, but I'm going to give this particular offering to the crusade. It's going to be given to the evangelism. And you know why this offering is special? Also, because I don't know who is here. I can't see people. The only people I can see are the people that are in front. So I'm not like I've seen some people. So I won't take an offering because I know such people will give. No. But so when I was saying, I knew in my spirit that I knew that people would give. But I also could see in the natural that there's nobody who can give any thousand, no thousand, no nothing today. And I could hear a voice telling you, "You are a stupid fool, because nobody's going to give no thousand, no nothing." You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's supernatural. Yeah. So if you are here and God is touching your heart, please, every offering towards evangelism is quite different from an offering. It's like planting a cocoa tree in Accra and planting it in Mampong. It's different soils altogether. If you need black soil, come to Mampong. We'll give you black soil. Give envelopes to the people. 1,000 to Healing Jesus campaign. I want to pray for you, and I want you to come to the front. I'm going to just pray over the offering. If you are coming, you need to sort of come now, because I'm not going to, like, kind of like, I'm not like begging or like campaigning or pleading. I just feel that a blessing is coming, and that people should give to evangelism to help God's mood change towards us. You know, at the beginning of the year, the Holy Spirit witnessed to me about evangelism. That is the flower. That is what is beautiful. So I'm not surprised at the kind of messages that I find myself talking about last week and even this week. Beautiful, exciting, nice, and mood changing. Yeah. There's nothing like that. Something that excites you. Give everybody an envelope. Everybody go all the way to the end. This way they don't have. I'm counting up to 10, and you must be here, because I know there are some more people there. Beautiful, exciting, nice, mood changing. Come and change God's mood. Come and do what? Change. And those of you watching by whatever you're watching with, okay? Are you listening? Take out 1,000 of your currency and give it online. They showed you how to give it online. Because during the porch and the altar, by the way, porch and altar, we were taking an offering for air condition. Giving an offering for the air condition compared to giving an offering for the crusade is like planting in Accra and planting in Aburi, the same tree. That's why when you go to Aburi, the type of trees that come is from the type of ground and the rain that comes there. So it's also good, but it's different. Amen. Father, I praise you for all these wonderful people that have joined to give something to the crusade. May your mood change and your attitude change towards them. I thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you go, I want somebody to write the name so that I don't know how are you going to pay this money. Because I'm going to use it this week. I'll start using it on Tuesday for something to do with the crusade. Ah, you've given it already. Okay. Just write your name. Just write a name and help me, please. If you have it already, you can put it in. Anything that is in my basket today is going for the crusade. I'm not going to give it to First. No First Love Church is going to get no offering tonight. What do you think? Is that a good idea? Yeah. Tonight is pure evangelism. Pure. First Love Church, thank God for what you got this morning. Tonight is crusade, evangelism. Amen. What do you think? Yeah. Bring it to us. If you don't have, you can't bring it before next week, Sunday. Bring it. Multiply. Let me pray for you again. Father, all those that are giving, give them miracle money this week. This week. Surprise everyone with surprises. In Jesus' name. Amen. Right, now I want people to give 100 CDs or maybe 500 CDs, but just 500 or 100 CDs. Let me start with 500. 500 CDs, come to me in the front here. I'm going to give you an envelope. You can't give 1,000, but you can give 500. I feel there are some people like that also. Quickly come and stand here. I'm going to pray for you in a minute. Give me envelopes, actually. I like to hold envelopes. Can somebody give me some envelopes? No, give it to him. Give it to him. Just give me a few. I want to hold envelopes. I'm surprised at what's going on here because I have no plan of doing no nothing here, but I feel God is moving. Yeah. 500 Ghana cedis. Come and join. Write down the names and next week, if you don't have it today, by next week I need you to bring. I'm going to write your name because I really need you to give this money you are giving. I don't want you to play games. Now, let me pray for you. Okay, some people are still coming. Come. I'm praying. Here you are, my dear. $500. You know, God is pulling some money out of you for evangelism. Do I ask you for much? Can you see the beautiful outside there? Have you seen beautiful outside there? Beautiful, nice. That's different from evangelism. This one is the highest yielder. Yields more. Yeah. This is pure evangelism. Heart of God. Mood changer. Some lay pastors, you know, we had lay pastors. Some of them, we were sharing them into different boards. They didn't know that the best board to be on was the Healing Jesus board. They were choosing other boards. Lift your hand, let me pray. Father, thank you for all these who are giving today 500 Ghana cedis. Bless mightily. In Jesus' name. Remember, change your mood. Give something, Lord. Something unreasonable and unexpected and out of order for each of them, I pray. in Jesus' name. Amen. You receive something out of the legal order of blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. May you have difficulty in explaining your blessings. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. May you have difficulty in explaining your blessings.
I receive it.
Do you know what happens when you have difficulty in explaining your blessings? You have to start hiding them. Because you can't even, you can't. When the son came with the shoes he was wearing and the rings and so on, the ropes, because his size was his brother's size. He was wearing his brother's clothes. So sometimes God dresses soul winners with millionaire's clothes and it pains them. When they see you wearing some of what they have. 100 CDs or 200 CDs, come quickly to the front, line up here. Don't walk on my blue or my white. If you walk on my blue and white, it cancels the blessing. Don't walk on my blue. Can you give them envelopes, please? Beautiful. This is, seems to be a harvesting type of giving night. Yes. This is Temba. Look at a nice soul that is saved. Where would you have been today?
I've been dead by now, Daddy.
Dead.
It was the kind of life that I was living. It was very bad. I mean, my whole vision was to go to prison first so that I would get the number. I would be joined the gangsterism. Then after that, I would go and steal cars. That's my whole vision for life.
This man, young boy, is an example of the souls I'm talking about. Your vision was to be a thief.
Yes, please, Daddy. I was to steal cars. But that's what my uncle is doing. I mean, this is my inspiration when I was not born again. I would see him coming with money in the house, dressing nice clothes, with good shoes. Any lady that he wants, he gets it.
Any lady
that he wants, he does get it. So for me, my question was, why would I go to school and suffer? Meanwhile, there's an easy way to get it.
And you got saved how?
I got saved. I was high, coming back from school. I was going home. So as I was walking, a thought came to my life. It said, "Who are your friends?" And I was just answering the thought. "Oh, my friends, they are home. Their father is working at Willard. He produced batteries, and then this father, oh, this one is a policeman. My father died when I was 5 years old." Then another thought came to my life. "So in the next year, how will your life be?" Then I said, "Hey, which trade are you in now?" I said, "I'm in trade 11. My friends, they are in 4 trades behind me." I said, "Hey." So what? No, nobody talked to me. By the time I reached home, I said, "Let me go to church Sunday." And the church that I went to, my mother told me that when I was 3 years old, I saw an evil spirit. Then I went blind. And then they took me to Salvation, Universal Church. Then they and then they pour oil on my eyes. Then I was able to see. So I went to give myself to that church. I said, can you imagine life without seeing? So let me go and say thank you because I have sight. But when I got there, it was Lighthouse Church. But they just bought the building.
So Lighthouse had bought that church.
But that building, the church building. So I stayed there. It's after 3 weeks that I knew that it was Lighthouse.
Do you understand what somebody is saying here? Eh? It was 3 weeks later that he found out that the church he was in was called Lighthouse. And his life's aim was to go to prison and to be... Why do you need a number?
Well, the number, when you go to prison, you get that number. That number, it allows you to, you become a shepherd. Then from a shepherd, you become a pastor. Then from a pastor, you become a bishop. Then from a bishop...
You mean a bishop?
A bishop in prison. In prison. But that's how the ranks goes. So you get the number so that you be in the higher rank. But you get the number by stabbing someone. They said that the people who don't have that number, they are sheep. So you, when you go to them, you have to stab them. They must see blood. So when you stab them, then the blood is out, and then you get there, the police will beat you in the prison, then you'll be charged. So but after the beatings and all those things, when you come out and without crying, then you get the number.
Which country is this?
South Africa, then.
You know, this year, I was going home, and I met him on the car park, and he said to me, "Daddy, you have changed my whole vision." So I thought he had a vision to be maybe in business or politics or education or something. I don't know what made me turn. So I asked him, "What vision?" And he said, "My life's vision was to be a thief." You remember?
Yes, Daddy, I remember. In fact, Daddy, what really changed me, I was a prayer warrior when I joined the church. Then my reverend said to me, "Man, you are like a balloon. There's nothing in you." And then he said to me, "If something press you up, you will die." He pointed me to Makane. Say, "Go and listen to Makane." Then I started to soak Makane. Then from that Makane, I was listening to the sacrifices and the others. So then I was listening to the messages. My vision that time, it changed. Then I came to church. Then they were having a shepherd meeting. Then at the shepherd meeting, my pastor asked. So we were asking people, "What do you want to be in the ministry?" Then when they asked for me, they went, "What do you want to be?" I said, "I want to be a lion." They started to laugh at me.
"A lion?
A lion." And there was something inside me. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know, but the only thing I can describe it is like a lion. I don't know what is it. But you see, that forceful, I don't know what is it, but that's how my life was changed.
Wow. So, when God saves people, it's like that. And there are many people like you, isn't it?
Yes, there are a lot. Even my friends, that when you look at them, I mean myself, while I was working with them, now, if I see them, I'm afraid of them. Because the things that we used to do those days, they have even go higher than mine. When you see them, it's like, you can't recognize even the walks. I mean, you see the walk, it has changed. Just really change. And when I look at them, I could see where my life will be by now. And I knew the kind of person I am. Because if my uncle, he's a boss in the prison. He has some people that are following him in the prison.
He's a prisoner?
No, he has come back. He came back during the Good Friday last year. He came that time. He was in prison for like 2 months for stealing cars. It's like he stole a car and then the people that he stole the car with, they brought the police to him because of he took the engine and the other parts.
How many are going to be soul winners? This is the people that Jesus died for.
I tell you, there is nothing that compares with soul winners.
The church does not exist for any other reason than soul winning. And I would like to be a soul winner. I would like to be a soul winner. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, bless all these ones who've come forward to give their lives to Jesus and support the crusade. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Bless you, my son. I call you my son. Amen.
Thank you.
Now, you don't have 100 CDs, but what you have is 50 CDs. I want you to come and take my envelope very quickly. Give me some envelopes. You don't have 100 CDs, but you have 50 CDs. Please come and let us give excitedly. Is that Anil? This is Anil from Mozambique. Come. Which country are you from?
Mozambique.
Were you speaking English before you came here? What were you doing in Mozambique before you came?
Before I was just a student, but Mozambique, we don't normally drink. So we have this issue of chasing ladies. So one of the things that as I was doing as I was going to school, one of the main thing, I mean, I was winning ladies for myself. One of the things.
You were a woman winner.
Yes. I mean, if there's something to do, even I remember I even gave a testimony in the church that it was a Valentine's Day. They asked me, what were you using to do? I said, oh, for me, a Valentine's Day, like next week, I'll be just changing ladies, maybe a four or three ladies on such a day.
You mean in a day, you change?
Like in, when it's a Valentine's Day like this, I'll have a meeting with three or four ladies. But if it's a Saturday, I'll go three. Maybe I'll go for one at five. Maybe another one at seven. So it's like it is common, especially on Fridays. It's,
in Friday, what do you call Friday in Mozambique?
Fridays, we call it is a day of man, which is Dia do Homem. So it's like a man is free to do what, even if he's married, even if he's single, it's like he's free to chase for ladies. It's normal to go and sleep there on Fridays.
Every Friday?
Every Friday. You can go Friday and come back on Monday.
Even if you are married?
Even if you are married, especially if you are not Christian, you can go and come on Monday. Easy. So,
and God saved you?
God saved me. I even remember when I came to church, I mean, I was looking for a place where they speak English. So when I joined the church, I remember that same day, the friend that invited me, I went to the branch, no English, even a song, nothing. So I was like, ah, which church is this? They told me it's English church. But after a while, I realized, no, I started Bishop Frank, then it was a reverend. He started introducing us, podcast. I started listening. I started falling in love before I realized, I mean, the whole vision of winning ladies for myself changed to winning souls for Christ.
Wow. Can you imagine, look at a small boy like this. He's a ladies winner, not a soul winner. He has what? Meetings with the ladies. It made you do what?
It even made me to marry early, because when I started understanding the word, understanding fornication, so one of the main things I found as a way of escaping, it was marrying. That's why I even married 21 years. So I was like, I needed to come out of it quickly, because it was now disturbing me. So I thank God even for the church, because it helped me to even understand more, even to have that grace to even marry. So it was all through.
Where is your wife?
She's back home in Mozambique.
So are you missing her?
Hopefully.
Father, help your son in Jesus' name. Amen. Go and sit down. Oh. His wife should come small. Huh? All right. What was this? 100 cedis? 50 cedis. Take out your offering, everybody. I'm excited that you are giving something to support the Healing Jesus campaign. Do you know Mozambique? It's a very long country like this. It goes very high. From south up to Tanzania, somewhere there. Very far. Very, very far. You drive, you have not reached anywhere. There's one road from the south straight to the north. One Logologo road. Take out your offering. Jesus, thank you for your blessing that you give to us today. Bless everyone that gives in a special way, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Ushers, I'll receive the offering. Wow.
To tears to see you coming home again. back to Jesus. It's good to see you home. The brothers and the sisters have been here all along. We've been waiting for you, brother, and now we're close to tears to see you coming home again. The answer to our prayer. You've been wandering along, looking for the song. Yeah, we sang together before, and now we're singing just for you. Another time or two, we are one in the Lord. We want to welcome you back to Jesus. It's so good to see you all. The brothers and the sisters have been here all along. We've been waiting for you, brother, and now we're close to tears to see you coming home again. The answer to our prayer. Now it don't matter where you've been, it don't matter if you sinned. The Lord forgives, and so do we. Yes, we do. God, our sin cost him his life. The supreme sacrifice, his grace isn't cheap, but it's free. Oh, we want to welcome you back to Jesus. It's so good to see you home. The brothers and the sisters have been here all along. We've been waiting for you, brother, and now we're close to tears to see you coming home again. The answer to our prayer. Welcome back to Jesus. It's good to see you home. The brothers and the sisters have been here all along. We've been waiting for you, brother, and now we're close to tears to see you coming home again. The answer to our
yourself. Mm-mm. Oh, and join himself to a citizen of that country. He sent him into the field to feed the swine. And he would have filled his belly with the husk the swine did eat. And no one, no man gave to him. Oh, oh, you must be quick to believe, be quick to obey. You must be quick to change your mind. You must be quick to hear. You must be quick to receive. Be quick to understand. You must be quick to humble yourself. Be quick to yield yourself. Whoa.
Blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.